Yenipuzita za Yesu. Yenipuzita kudeka. Yenipuzita kukundana.
Good afternoon and welcome to Inside SCOM here on PWR Malawi. Today you are with me, Michael Kaiton. Inside SCOM is a program that takes you inside what happens in Student Christian Organization of Malawi, SCOM. We present to you teachings, testimonies, upcoming SCOM activities so that you can have a glimpse of what SCOM is all about. Today we continue with the message on proficiency at work by Wombsman Jeremiah. We also hear a testimony from Obed Jere and get an update on what's happening in SCOM. So please don't change the dial. But before I do so, I invite Rudo featuring Minister Mahendre to give us a track titled Victory.
Hallelujah. Victory, victory.
Hallelujah.
Victory, victory.
Praise be unto God who gives me victory.
His name is Jesus. Jesus.
Praise be unto God who gives me victory.
His name is Jesus. Jesus.
In every battle he gives me victory.
Victory, victory.
He gives me victory. Everything I do he gives me victory.
Victory, he gives me victory.
Inside SCOM.
Titled Victory, done by Ludo, coming your way on Inside SCOM here on TWR Malawi. Today, you are with me, Michael Kaiton. Now, I invite Wombsman Jeremiah to continue with the teaching on proficiency at work.
Proficiency at work. How? Taona what it is. Taona the importance. Taona my examples in the Bible. In this area of proficiency. How can we become proficient? Number one, start with the purpose. The starting point is the purpose. And what is purpose? Purpose represents the reason for which something is done or created or for which something exists. The reason, why was this created? Why was this done? Or why does this exist? So, for example, why did you go to college? It's for you to gain the knowledge, the training. Was it just for you? You wanted to use it, your purpose. So your purpose in life. Why did God create me the way I am? Why did God make me born in Malawi? Why do I exist? So these are the questions that you need to ask yourself. Why do you want to do the work that you do? What is your purpose in life? Makumbugira my previous employer, amajito utika gamizi, kutitike purpose yatu. Musisti musu, ukarepa ansi uibange craft, ndia uige musistimu. Izo oneka so global. We nada funa kulo wazio kutu. Womzi mani Jeremiah purpose yake ndia kutu. It was mandatory. Because people without purpose, they will fall for anything. So you must have a purpose. Ena purpose yanu ndione suti mmafuna unesuti muzatandiza habari yana mena leofutika. Ena mmafuna unesuti banjarana muzatavutika kade mene mwina avutikira mbuyongu. Ena mafuna mupitirize regase. Ena mafuna muzatandiza antu ena ufutika. So you've got different purposes. Chimene chuchisi kupanga push should motivate you to go further. Ndia wakarandi purpose. Number two thing is you craft your personal vision and mission. Uri ndi purpose. Chumandu funa wabangandi. You need to craft your personal vision and mission. So what is a vision? Vision is an act or power of anticipating which will or may come to be. So you are anticipating. It's the act or power of anticipating which will or may come later on. So umakarabano, nkuona kuti nemene moyo wanga ndikuonera. Ndikufuna ndizakhale icho chimene ndikwenda ndizakhale moyo. Ndi icho chimene ndikwenda ndikhale. So that's thing chimene ufuna uzakhale icho chimene chidzachitike. So you see it. It's a mental picture of your desired destination. Ndi umakhala ndi chithunzi thunzi. Kuti nditakwanilitsa ichichi, this is the picture of what I will become. Habakkuk chapter 2, verse 2. Write the vision. Makumbukira nkhaina ake ndili pa ulova. Ndili graduate degree yanga ndili nayo. So first I had a purpose, very clear. I had a vision chimene ndifuna ndizakhale. But God now showed me clearly another vision yachimene afuna kundipangira. That time I was even lacking 100 kwacha. Then when I went to my fiancé then, ndinamuwuza kuti this is what I'm seeing. Munthu onena kuti ndikakwera minibus, mayi okhalaso kutsogoloso kumavuta. Makhala mipando yotithikana ija, eh? Ndichokera kumudzi. Kuwa chaka chika kwambiri. Watu koso kulibe sumu hamena ngezina. Koma ndine graduate. God told me, you become this. So he showed me, ndili ngari moto, ndili kumbuyo ndi kuyendeselwa ngati bwana. So I was telling my fiancé, ngakhale ndi kuchaka chika pano. God has shown me, ndiyendeselwa posachedwa pomwe. In common understanding, or in natural thinking, that was impossible. Because there's no connection, there's whatsoever, nothing. Atakasipana piti miezi 4. I got a job. Before I started the job, it was an international organization. Anandu uza muni ndi passport. Ine, eh? Ndi mwana wa mhawi ine ndika ibeza kuti passport. Tajimu ine msada ndauli. Sita ule mbanishitwe. Tiku tandiza nukupa ngilani process passport. Anandu lembira gala hata upita ku immigration. Anandu pangira passport. In the next 2 weeks, I was flying out. Kufika pa airport, a car was waiting for me. Kunditse gulira ba! Kasaliuti pa! Ine kukwena kunditse gira cha! Well done! God is able to do anything, even unimaginable. But if I did have the mental picture of what God wants to do, I would have missed it. Now, mission. Mission explains how you will achieve your purpose and ultimate goals. Panoba sobanu purpose it denial, vision it denial, mission is sobanu ditanya muka, tufuna tikafikire vision ija. Nde umakala sobanu di mission. So, in other contexts, it refers to key aspects of your life that makes it, you know, the way you are. So, for example, a personal mission statement equals obanga contain what you want to do. Mugabita uchipata la kujama nina ujitufuna tikale a leading medical chanchan facility ya mission ya wama nina jontwe. So, it's a desired. Ima banga compliment purpose and vision ija. Like the accomplishment or achievements that you want to make, the contribution you want to make, and what you want to be. So, personal mission statement would be, what do I want to do in life? What do I want to accomplish? What contributions am I going to make to my company, to my family, to the nation? And what I want to be in terms of character. That's also a mission. It's very organized. You've got a purpose, you've got a mission and a vision. Set clear goals on how you get your vision and mission achieved. Set clear goals. Chifkotele ndufuna ni kare chartered accountant. Choi ambirida. Ndika pange enroll in an accountancy course. Ndika maliza, ndigwira ntchito maybe 1 or 2 years. Then ndiyo sandrama zimene ndikuzipezazo to start now ma qualification journey yanga. Kuti ndikhale specialist in this area. Ndiye umayenda pange study kai. Chimene kuchifunacho kuti kodi ma steps ake kuti ufike pamene popo abanena kukhala chani. Ugeni na kumenya ka research ndi tukabwino. Chifake kusukuru kucha, part of the requirement is ama kuza mfange kwa research. Dissertation, eh? Eh, afana zikuza, muzifufuza zintu, mani. Osa mango tenga zintu, ha? Chifake nda unapa internet ba. Ai, zina zina kazu da menale mbao ndo bala liga. Tulumena na mamoa. Ndiye kuko si mani na kuta akuri nyoma rezera, sisi ubanga sense. Imango langi na kina jitu josi. Iyo waka banga kuko, imango kukwele sera ba. So chifake nulibe wisdom, umango tenga richine yuseje yuse gospel truth. Iwe. Sizonse zimeno mawozona pa internet zibajaziri za nzeru. Karisechi kabu ino, then you start practicing. You practice what you are supposed to become. Pangono, pangono. So, ngati ufuna kuna zotu kare a best football player, you start practicing. Kumpanda kwanu, kena kuma pita paka ground, kena kake, kena kuma galoa timi ina yake. Basi, so you start practicing. Oti, kamene tima agomera banopa, sikuta anango fikira pa mene bajaye. Check out with them. They will tell you, it's a process. They had clear goals. Kazafika, nizapa ngamakuti. Number four, don't despise the humble beginning. Begin from the bottom. Magosana, pena degree yima za dipangisa kuti tiwoneke kuti we are too bigger than the world. Zima zaoneka ngati kuti fendi fewe yamba kandi degree. And yes, I fell victim to that. Ndizime nuzu gajo tina isa makumana nazo. Umuona ngati ziko lonseli, you are the center. Start small. Olo wata kuza nitu muyambe ndi kupakira zintu. Ha, mzingo pukuta papa. Pukuta animani. Sister, zipukuta. Sakuza ni shito ya muno, tima ambida kupukuta. Kena kutikatero, tima yamba mafairo. Kena kutima kwera makuti. Follow the process. Don't say, ineo kati graduate, ndende kwenda kuyambira pamwamba. Ziti puta. Tifo mendi kupita kukuliso magraduate kati. Ndakuza ni kala masters, a PhD. Ndezi mafuko tuka maenda muja. Humble yourself. The Bible says, don't despise the days of humble beginnings. Inekaria yanga, nayambira mfaktore ya mpunga kublanta ya. Ndeni makala hapo chikawo, ya mpunga chiruko. Ndeti kutulu zima hasko zilicha. Ndeti zima dust ya mpunga ichi. Ifeo nda assistant HR manager. Takarabene po zima fire za tuba. Chifumbi chikabula wuu chari sa fire ujito vuhutu. Kuma graduate. But I had to take it. Of course, mungana ndo no, this is not a place like Abraham. Move out. Kuma nina jina mfamu mbe. So suti na mwuzi yo tandekai. Nina jina mfamu mbuda. I think ababa kanga nda kariza. I need to move. Next job, napita ku college. Yone na kuti inari yabu inombuyo mwuku mainari bendalama imata. Ndini nabi domene kujamati pasapa mkongole ndalama. Hali pasaka 10,000, ka 5, ka 15, kuma graduate. Humble beginnings. Nabi itakwina, it was a company yone na kuti, ana ndire machito yabu inonditu. Kuma abana anga nalibe degree, ndia was a threat. Na ana nikomerera. Na ana nipasanchito za uleba. Eh, soti makukuta, mabatire, chan. You know, atika anampaka na umati, nene, oti my girlfriend ana umana zili mabweda kuchito, unena zimene zizi. Amina kunditi sayo ndo nazo divini diploma alibe. Kuma at least ya alimu office yabu no cash account. Eh? Ife na metu upaka ma dust. Kuma don't despise days of humble beginnings. I went through that. Yet I had God. Full of faith. I knew the vision that I'm going at. And guess what? An opportunity came up in a company, an international company. Tinaka banga compete. CV yako kamari yamba mani ndakwira chito kwa kuti ndakwira chito kwa kuti. The environment samaifuna. Ama muna kumene kukuma banga jana. So my CV showed. HR ndamenyapo. Marketing and procurement ndamenyapo. Customer service and logistics ndamenyapo. Ah, I carried the day. Of course, nabanga so perform bwino, eh? Amayanga na mask example. One of the things anandi uza. China imeta kutengena chono zoti where you had exposure to some of these departments. Humble beginnings. Makosana, Mungu akakuza ni kuti tango kasambani uko kutamanda kucha. Musakare ngati namani, kuti haya Mungu. Misinji yako tumbi abiribiri tindishire tindijani. Ndeti kasambani akati. Hai. Follow God. Be willing to learn. Mungagaya mpanchito inja. Kapena ngati muli mpanchito. You must be someone. Amini mufuna ukunzira. Tani nakuti sima chitika di practice. Eh? So if you're not willing to learn. And you mpunwa kupunzisayo for your information. Hama za kala wako mfuo kapena wa JC. Kumungu wadi wa gwidanchito zaka zambiri. Ndi akuizi wa jina jichose. Mene jima kuchima indira pa kampani. Ndi abuana hama za kusa na. Tatapita ni apopu. Kaku punzisari da. Appeal you. Kwa ona appeal, ona guys. Easy. Ndiye kupita mwene kuja, kuma kama kupunzira, kuma mind yako ili kupita kwa. Ndiye ama za kuza, aso bano mchiro ya pangani. Appeal ya jasu, hagae. Appeal ya joka. So disamati ive, degree or a diploma is just a key to open the door. When you enter, learn kuti kwa di set up ya nkatimo ili motani. Kwa nina kuti, for your information, degree ya nuti mango funa tiwone mga maloa. kuti timuna mapangada acquire training ndeke nakuti mauza ichala kaipange ni file timaona inuyo tsopano what you are producing sitimaona so degree tikije makata file manage mukadzaifuna kopeje mukozo zatenga that's fine if any mafuna tizoona what are you bringing on the table productivity so rega mapita we must be humble tikuneza proficiency yetu eh? So be willing to learn ask intelligent questions umafunza ako zinthuzi hosa kuti andiuza sindi madziwa you know excuse ina manzo abwana munandoza ni madiza chito ye I didn't know how to do it ndi abwana masa kufusa did you ask who did you ask I thought you just tell me or you know ask intelligent questions izi simainda bwanji and then learn ndeni nanina so kuti be humble and respect those you find doing the work kunchito imagwira chito si degree kapena diploma umagwira chito ndi iweyo so iwe uli ni maso awili uli ni makuta awili uli ndika mwa imodzi uli ni mtu umodzi the same way amene ukapeza sapira so chito so usapapite ubere kuti 100 degree nde degree yakayo ilipena pake apapa ndi ndimeti iwili go there start humbly and for your information tikapita ni matukutuku mu office mu ndi amati khalira kopya have the right attitude number 7 have the right attitude makosana futo lina limene makhala apo ndi attitude kudelera kusafuna kukhunzira zike zimeti mane na ma lecturers kuti awandi kaya ndichani mapatsa maina kusekondari kuti mapatsa maphunzisi maina timazitenga zimenya kupita so kunchito kupita kunchito kuja chikoti kwanu ama kunena kuti mama queen ndio mabekezera so kapita so kunchito kuti abwana akunene so mama queen oh akangolinga chinthu wakwiya weza yasinda ii madolo right attitude very key munthu akhozo khala usatha ntchito koma ngati ali ndi right attitude udafuna kukhunzira he will make it people who train him people who coach him and they will do well koma ukakhala kuti even ndiwe dolo koma attitude yako ndiyoyipa zimasokonekera number 8 show up and be ready to take extra work or responsibility kunchito kuja uzichita kubwera mochita khamu kuti ife pano tabwera uzapanga zajani za ntchito nkumenya yako ija ndikuwafusa abwana pali some more Inyo muganize kuti mmene mujambo department yanu mulipo 5 feet and 5 yet. Yeah? Ena mwabezali mumwemo. Inyo mabwera chiti anu jamu majurula kuibalisa mwamsanga. Ukoza bwana. If you have put some more here ya. Ukabwera mwayo ndi afuna kupanga promotion abwana asanke muntu. Inu mukaza asankhanda? Ehe. Ndena mazame ndi ndokwima. Atipesa pano, atipitirira iwe sumadziwa. You didn't show up. You were just present. But you know ena kama kupanga present. Ndabwera ndi kuchito. But they didn't show up. Showing up is it a one it's in the output. 9. Seek feedback on how you're doing. Umafusako. Akuyakulu. Zikuteka, sizikuteka. Nanga akana sizikuteka. Funsa ndi ngatani ndipange improve. Take negative feedback with grace. Fabena kama uzoti, ay niwe shasha zikuteka. Ndio mamva bwino, right? Ndamadza kuza, amwe. Palibe timaze kuenda hapo. Ndamadza, sandifuna. Ndikadzi waso poyamba so chito. Ana ankaonesa kuti sandifuna kale awawo. Iya, yi. Take negative feedback with grace. Osa rame ni kuzisia. Number 10, avoid negative energy. Be positive. Para nguye na negative energy. Chila jiyo samango jona ni negative mode bas. Kwa basa mwoni, ni basiranji mwoni. Ni mamao na ni basiranji mwoni mamao. Sana abase mwoni, mwonyada, saku ni basasu mwoni. Awa basa nchito, awango ndi kundigira nchito ini. Akuna nifeni nchito. Aga kauri sana abase nchito. Saku ni basa, ama kondera ujaji. Ndi ufuna cha. Munchito mu office mungapita mukapeza madolo amene they are good at negative energy. They will tell you chikamba ni enjoyer. Chikutaso kusajira popo. Ndio mafusa mabuya chiro zakadzingati. 15. Choka chiri choipa mukhalirani. Simendi kusani zi reality. So mukapita amene kujapo go with the positive energy. Filter out the negative energy. 11. Be driven by your purpose, the vision and the mission. Chimekizi kupanga drive chizikati mejocho. Your purpose, vision and mission. Ndabwera pano sindikudzapanga zawina, ndikupanga zokwanirisa zimene ndikufuna tani, ndikwanirisa. Therefore, me to achieve zimene ndikufunazo, I need to do this work so well so that doors should open opita kutunda. Osapanga focus pa praise imene anthu akupatsa. Osapanga focus pa criticism imene anthu akupatsa. Ena timapeza kuti tabwerera mbuyo chifukwa there's too much criticism. Handi kangopita ndikavala jawa vala dress yaifuta. Ndikavala itali angati mai Maria. You know, so you need to focus on the mission. Eyes on the ball. We call it eyes on the ball. Don't miss it. Face it. Mupira muja. Kocha mouse, eyes on the ball. Uzi wano, ni wadu kwa zoenda waji. Kutika wera cross, uliye tseine haki. Understand key success factors of your profession. That's number 12. Muzivetsesa kuti mu profession iyi kuti ndikhale ndi ndipange progress. These are the things that I must hit hard. Understand key success factors of your profession. Number 13. Ndilekeze pompo. Get mentors and coaches along the way. Mentor ndiona zoti amangokupanga guide. Moyo mainda chonchi, ma steps ake ndiawo. Coach amakuwuza ntchito yoti magwira chonchi. Ndiosiyana anthu. Munthu yemwe mwakhoza kukhala mentor or coach koma ma responsibility amakhala osiyana. So endeavor to get a mentor. Mentor akhoza kukhala mu office mwanu kuntchito kwanu komwe kukapena outside. Coach akhoza kukhala so inside or outside. Get mentors and coaches along the way. Amakuthandizira your journey.
That's the voice of Wormsman Jeremiah, who was teaching on proficiency at work and who finalized that teaching next week.
Hi, I'm Pauline Bukwa, and you're listening to Inside SCOM on TWR Malawi.
We now go to our today's testimony segment, and today we are going to hear from Obedi Jerry.
I'm Obedi Chipukosa Jerry. I'm at Nzuzu University studying Bachelor's of Arts in Communication Studies. I'm in final year, level 4. This is my last semester. I'm concluding this October on 25th. I'm serving as the Northern Region Chairperson. I'm serving as a Nzuzu University Chairperson, and also I'm serving as Prayer Director on National ECS.
So when did you join SCOM?
Actually, I can say that I joined SCOM in my first year. The time I was entering the university colleges, I was not a born again by then. I was just someone who likes to participate in the things of God, but not really the child or the son of God. It was only 5 to 6 May whereby SCOM organized the Campus Explosion Crusade, whereby the man of God, Evangelist Rosias Nje, was the one ministering. So I decided to give my life to Jesus Christ on 6th May 2021. And it was the same year which I joined SCOM.
How is SCOM at Nzuni?
SCOM is vibrant in the campus because it's equipping a lot of people in leadership skills, in academics, in finances, and also a lot of people are being helped spiritually, mentally, academically, and also psychologically. So we can say that SCOM is vibrant at Nzuni University.
What about in the Northern Region, since you're also the regional chair for SCOM North?
Northern Region, I can say that it has been not easy at all, but SCOM is not vibrant at all, just because sometimes we found due to the different calendars and different timings, that sometimes I remember some branches they have closed, some in the campus. So for us to coordinate and come together, it comes as a problem. But so more, we are still trusting God for the revival and transformation of Northern Region.
Your most memorable moment in SCOM so far?
Okay, my most memorable moment in SCOM, I can say, would be the moment in many I was given the chance to give my life to Jesus Christ, the time I received evangelistic message. So that's the most memorable time in SCOM. And also the first time I was chosen to be the first leader in SCOM, which I was serving as the deputy library director.
How has SCOM impacted your life?
SCOM has impacted my life in several ways. I will start with spiritual. As I have already said, good, I have given my life to Jesus. It is because of SCOM. So SCOM has helped me a lot, equipping me, and also in terms of discipleship. Because of some of the moments we have at our campus, like many services, discipleship sessions. I remember those days we could have the discipleship sessions, moments of praying together, and also the conferences, the regional and the national conferences. And I have never missed any religion conference since I gave my life to Jesus. From 2021 until today, I usually attend each and every conference.
Okay, finally, what would be your word of encouragement to fellow students?
I can say that SCOM is a platform whereby people and great men are being raised and have been equipped. If you want to live successive life, if you want to achieve great things, you have to fall and you have to dwell in SCOM. You have to live in SCOM. Because SCOM is more than a Christian organization. SCOM is a family. I'm having a lot of people who are like helping me in finances, in academics, and also in personal development. Not because by blood, no. But because I knew them. We encounter one another through SCOM. So SCOM is a platform whereby giants are raised. And also, one of the most famous preachers said, what you fall determines what follows you. And the type and the quality of your company determines what accompanies you. So SCOM determines what will follow you. If you want to become great in this life, if you want to achieve great and mighty things in this life, you have to be dedicated and you have to join SCOM. And you have to be rooted and established there. Because it's a platform whereby people are sharpened, whereby destinies are uncovered.
That's the voice of Obed Jere, who was our guest in today's testimony segment.
You are listening to Inside SCOM.
It's now time for what's happening in SCOM. Lilongwe SCOM AFU have its annual general meeting this Saturday, 21 September 2024, at the SCOM Center in Area 43, Lilongwe, from 9 o'clock in the morning. The SCOM Associates Conference, which is called ASCO, will take place from 11 to 14 October 2024 at Malawi College's officialies in Mangochi. Registration fee is 15,000 kwacha for associates based in the central, eastern and southern region and 10,000 kwacha for those that will be coming from the northern region. The SCOM Universities and Colleges section, UCS, will have its national conference from 1st to 3rd November 2024 at Nzuzu University. And the theme for the conference is pressing towards the goal. Registration fees are 5,000 kwacha for students that will be coming from the eastern and southern region, 6,000 kwacha for those coming from the central region, and 7,000 kwacha for those that are based in the northern region. Well, that's how we wrap up today's edition of Inside SCOM here on TWR Malawi. For questions, feedback, or if you want to share your testimony, music, and upcoming SCOM activities, please let's get in touch on 0881-775-483. The number again is 0881-775-483. Or you can drop an email to radio@scommalawi.org. Remember to download a copy of this edition and previous Inside SCOM editions on our website, www.scommalawi.org. And on this website, you'll also be able to find a lot more about the Ministry of SCOM. Remember to visit our Facebook page, facebook.com/scom.mw, for more updates about SCOM. Until next Sunday, 1:30 in the afternoon, when we'll bring to you another episode of Inside SCOM. Keep on listening to TWR Malawi. Today, you are with me, Michael Kaitoni.
Jesus loves you. No.